Chapter 2, Spirits on Earth. To give a reasonable biblical explanation as to why God created human beings, I will have to take you on a journey. It may seem odd at first, but if you stick with me, you will soon see my point. As children, many of us were exposed to the biblical story of Lucifer, the fallen angel. The story I was taught spoke of a time when God cast Lucifer and his followers out of heaven for being disobedient to the will of God. Heaven in this reference meaning the place from which God reigns. Lucifer was to have been one of God's highest ranking archangels. After being cast out, he became known as the devil, Satan. Lucifer comes from the Latin words Lucimferae. It means light-bearer, and was used in the classical mythology to describe the planet Venus when it is the morning star. The word Lucifer is only used one time in the entire Holy Bible. Isaiah 14:12 says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning?" It appears, therefore, that the author of the book of Isaiah used a mythological reference. Revelation 12:9 literally refers to the fall of Satan from heaven. "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." How the name Lucifer got attached to the character Satan is beyond me. Some say it is because in Luke 10:18, Jesus is quoted as saying, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." Lightning seems a weak connection to the planet Venus. Regardless, Revelation 12:9 does describe a time when God of the Bible banished spirits from heaven for going against his will. Biblically speaking, the devil, Satan, is a spirit. An evil spirit, but still no less a spirit, which has no flesh body, therefore making it invisible to any animalistic creature, including, of course, human beings. The message behind the story of a fallen angel or group of angels could be more complex than a simple explanation of who the devil is. As per the Bible, God the Almighty in heaven is a supreme spirit, capable of creating other spirits, which are in turn at his mercy. It would appear that spirits created by God are granted the freedom, or shall we say the free will, to do or not to do the will of God. Otherwise, the angel Lucifer and his followers would never have gone against their Creator and would not have been cast out of heaven. Scriptures imply that Lucifer had followers. Angelic followers. Might this be an indication that it is or at least was common for spirits created by God to go against God's will? The Bible speaks often of Satan and his role on earth. Most interpretations of Scripture assume that Satan's angelic followers became the demons mentioned in Scripture. In biblical times, the term demon became associated with disorders or sicknesses that were unexplainable, epilepsy, schizophrenia, blindness, etc. In the New Testament, when Jesus cured medical ailments, he was said to have cast out demons. A modern understanding of such medical conditions weakens the idea that angelic spirits cast out of heaven became demonic beings responsible for sickness, diseases, etc. When Jesus of Nazareth cured individuals, did he actually cast out demons, or did he heal people? In either case, his actions would have been miraculous. I do not believe the Bible mentions any additional angelic spirits being cast out of heaven after the fall of Lucifer. Should we assume, then, that after Lucifer's fall, no spirit in heaven has ever gone against the will of God? Do angels no longer have free will? If they do, and they still fall, where do they go? Biblically speaking, the fall of Lucifer and his angelic followers would be the process by which spirits were introduced to Earth.